Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're talking about beetroot juice and can it help improve athletic performance and help people live active lives?
No.
You know, this is the one thing. When I hear things like this, I always get skeptical because I hate the magic bullet thing. But recently, there's been a lot of studies, and it looks like that's going to be the next big story here for 2010 is beetroot juice.
You think it's going to replace
Asahi?
Asahi.
Well, here's...
Pomegranate? Well, I'm getting rid of all my pomegranates now?
This is the problem. What's going to happen is that this information is going to get out, like the muscle milk thing, how that craze went, people taking milk and how milk led to improved performance and... Similar situation with beetroot juice, and especially it looked like it enables people to exercise for up to 60% longer. So what they found
is... What's in it? What vitamins?
Well, it's not the vitamins. I'll get to it.
But
there was a study that came out in the Journal of Applied
Physiology.
The study that came out in Journal of Applied Physiology, and they looked at low-intensity exercise and found that test subjects used less oxygen while walking, effectively reducing their effort by about 12%. And this is always those studies that are done, I think, over in, like, Australia or the UK.
It's New Zealand, is usually.
New Zealand? Yeah. But, you know, I think that the accent makes them smarter. But but when consumed, beetroot juice has two marked physiological effects. Number one, it widens blood vessels, reducing blood pressure and allowing more blood to flow. Secondly, it affects muscle tissue. It reduces the amount of oxygen needed by muscles during activity. And the reason why this does that is because it contains high levels of nitrate, which converts into nitric oxide. Sounds very similar to our nasal passages story, Lee, with the humming.
So imagine humming and drinking root juice.
Right, absolutely, can affect that. Now, here's the deal. So obviously, these are small studies so far, but it looks like...
Who paid for this? The
beetroot juice
coalition.
Right. Well, here's the thing: you got to be concerned about beetroots. First of all, very good to take. You should be.
They're healthy.
You should eat them if you want to juice them, and that's fine too. But it seems like they can have a positive effect on blood pressure. They've also been linked to reducing certain types of colon cancer and blood circulation disorders as well. Now, here's the one thing you got to worry about beetroot juice.
It stains.
Well, it stains, but when you go to the bathroom. It may seem like
discolor.
It's called beet urea, and it may seem like you've got a problem. You have a reddish stool and also reddish colored urination. Now, as guys, when we see things that are red, when we excrete, we get very nervous. Girls are a little bit different. Guys freak out like crazy. So, also because the amount.
How much do you drink of this?
How much? This isn't telling you how much. I'm not telling you how.
A gallon?
Drink a glass. But beetroot juice contains high levels of oxalate with it too. So if you're predisposed to kidney disease or kidney stones, you got to be careful with this stuff. You got to drink lots of water with this stuff because you got to dilute it absolutely. But something to think about for 2011, you may want to add beetroot juice to your diet.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.